I'm Sean Crawford, and on today's WUIS State Journal Register Business Report, we'll talk about some major road projects in the area and also take a look at Illinois' stake in the ethanol debate. I'm joined by Tim Landis, business editor for the State Journal Register. Tim, we're going to see a lot of road construction, some of that already underway on some pretty major routes throughout central Illinois, especially in the Springfield area.
Well, we've been tracking these four projects for several years, widening of Wabash Avenue west of Veterans Parkway, elimination of the Dirksen Parkway bottleneck north of Clear Lake, and then eventually adding lanes to Interstate 55 on the east side and South 6th Street just north of Interstate 72. Two of those should start next spring, widening Wabash Avenue and then adding lanes to North Dirksen Parkway.
And I think funding is still an issue for a couple of these projects.
Well, the Interstate 55 bottleneck, which is roughly that area from Sherman down to the 6th Street exit, is still in the study phase. There may be a public information meeting on that as early as next year, but they still don't have any money for construction. And it's the same thing for South 6th Street just north of I-72 to Stanford Avenue. That's in the study phase.
And for motorists, I mean, this is not just being done to be a headache when you're driving, but there are some safety issues involved with some of these projects as well.
Well, anyone who's tried to make a left turn onto Wabash Avenue in the afternoon or morning or gone north on Dirksen Parkway into that bottleneck scramble, I will call it, where it comes down from four lanes to two, and there are safety issues there. They're just too congested. They need some new interchanges, and they're going to be adding, by the way, for bicycle enthusiasts, bike lanes on those roads.
Well, Tim, you did a story this week on ethanol in Illinois, taking a look at efforts to expand its use and the stake that Illinois farmers and the state of Illinois has in this whole debate.
Well, in the larger context, the Associated Press has done a fairly major package on the future of ethanol, which is, as you know, being debated now, just how much we should be mandated to use in our fuels. That's taking place in Congress. The AP stories raised a lot of environmental questions of whether ethanol has been worth it. It was a pretty tough piece, I think I can say, and the reaction has been strong from the corn growers and ethanol supporters. But what we did is look at the Illinois stake in this, and basically Illinois is third in production in the nation behind Iowa and Nebraska. And also, as you know, we have a variety of ethanol fuels already in our mix. So the outcome of this will have a lot of effect on Illinois.
Finally this week, a fitness boom continues in the Springfield area, yet another fitness center opening up, this one at the White Oaks Mall.
L.A. Fitness opened this week at the south end of the mall. Those of us have been around a while call it the old Montgomery Ward space, so that's getting farther and farther into the past. They have indoor basketball, volleyball, indoor pool, and they're the latest national chain to come to the market.
Talk just for a moment, if you could, about the mall's decision to have that in there. I mean, it's something I don't normally think of when I think of a shopping mall.
No, the mall is really a different place than it was 2 years ago. You know, they went through the major renovation project, first of all, a couple of summers ago. And now they're trying to bring in, there's really a new mix of tenants, LA Fitness being one. But a few weeks ago, they announced what amounts to their own version of an outlet mall. We don't know yet when construction will begin on that, other than it will be on existing mall property. And they said right up front they plan to compete with the outlets at Springfield, which work should begin in the next few months there south of Shields.
All right. Well, Tim, we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you, Sean.
Tim Landis is business editor for the State Journal Register. Read the latest stories he's working on each day in the SJR.